There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Bradley Wiggins Show by Eurosport in association with Lacca. Bicycle insurance powered by the community.
Welcome back to the Bradley Wiggins Show, a micro podcast with, of course, Matt Stevens. We're in the van, Matt.
We're in the van. It's pouring down the rain. We finished the stage, loosened off.
Yeah.
Got some fake Pringles. Had a Mookie D's, now we're on away again, aren't we?
Just stopped in McDonald's. We had quite a few people dropped in. It was like Noel's house party.
It was amazing, wasn't it? I mean,
we could have had a cracking cycling team. Then we had Leon Van Bon.
Leon Van Bon, yeah.
We had Christian Gottwaldson.
And then
Brian Nygaard.
He was there.
Also from Denmark.
Yeah, we had Nigel Mitchell. The nutritionist from EF Education First.
He went for the 24 chicken nuggets.
I thought it was a 48. There was a lot of nuggets on his plate. He looked guilty. He had the guilt in his face. But what sensational scenes there, Mookie D's. Mookie D's Aberville just off the motorway.
But what a stage today.
No, yeah.
Valtteren.
It was good, wasn't it?
Egan Bernal, all but seals victory of the Tour de France. Second.
Yeah.
Julian Alaphilippe, the explosion. And, of course, the classiest man in the bike race, Vincenzo Nibali.
That was winning. A well-deserved victory, wasn't it? Went away early on.
First break of the day, yeah.
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 I didn't think a break would actually stay clear.
We said in pre-show we didn't think there were going to be a break. Sean even said, I don't think there's going to get much time on the breakaway today. And they didn't. He hovered around that 2 minutes for ages. And when he went solo, I think about 12.5K to go, hovered around 1 minute and just got across the line with
the oldest
man in the race, 47 years old, Alejandro Valverde.
In second, wasn't he? I think Alanda was third as well. So Movistar packed him in at the end. But we saw the capitulation as well, didn't we, of Julian Alaphilippe.
Yeah,
but it was...
Yeah.
The kind of writing was on the wall, wasn't it? Yeah.
I mean, we've been expecting it for a long time. I don't think... It's almost one of them, isn't it? We expected it for so long. And with each day that it didn't happen, we sort of started to believe that maybe he could do it.
Yeah.
And when he didn't, we were all disappointed, but we expected it. It's sort of a bit weird.
It's a strange one. And we're staying at the top of the climb of Valtteren, and in the morning we drove all the way to Teens to speak to...
You had a long day, didn't you?
Yeah, to speak to Team Ineos. God, blimey, it's absolutely belting it down outside.
It's chucking it
down. Blimey.
Pete Burns is our driver.
Pete nearly had a little drift then. Blimey, sorry, I lost my train of thought then. But it's bucketing it down. Thankfully, it didn't for the race today. But now this morning, I chatted to George Bennett. It was warming up. Awful, awful conditions in Teens. And he said, "Yeah, we want to get Kreuzweig on the podium." And to be fair to Lotto Jumbo, it meant that Ineos didn't have to do a lot of work until right at the very end.
They rode that tempo, and once they got rid of Julian Alaphilippe, it was pretty much a time trial to the line, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they've climbed onto the podium, so third place for Kreuzweig, which is I think his first Grand Tour podium, isn't it?
It is.
Obviously, he nearly won the Giro a few years ago, but for his crash on the descent of the Gavia.
He's been knocking on the door, and I think, from memory, a couple of years ago in the Tour de France, he was fourth or fifth, so he's a guy of class.
Yeah, you know, he's a classy guy. He's a nice kid as well.
But it's a big shame. I think the only big shame has got to be Pino. I know we've talked about it before, but what might have been for France, I mean, they didn't get anybody on the podium, but they got the mountains jersey with Bardet, but Pino, the French, will be really ruining that chance.
They will be, but they've had a great race. Nonetheless, I thought Geraint Thomas again was class as ever, wasn't he, in his interviews afterwards?
Yeah.
Tinge of disappointment, I think, if he's totally honest.
Yeah, I'd sense that, and you picked up on that. The interview that I did earlier in the day, and he was very gracious, you know, he was humble, but you could just sense there was a sense of melancholy.
Yeah.
But that didn't affect the way that he rode on the day.
No.
That's just because he's a winner, isn't he? He wanted to win this Tour de France.
It didn't
quite happen, but he's carried himself with real class, hasn't he?
He has, and after the season he's had, I think on reflection, it's not a bad defence of his title. And at the end of the day, he's not been beaten by someone from another team.
No,
at the end of the day, Ineos have won. It's their seventh Tour de France victory, isn't it?
Yep.
In eight years.
Well, there's only been one. It's only Vincenzo Nibali who broke that streak. So it's you, Froome, and then it was obviously Nibali, and then it's been Froome, and then Geraint,
and then G, and then Bernal. Now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, really, isn't it? What they've achieved, And for a race, I think, you know, they're very unused to taking the jersey this late on in the day.
Sorry, mate. I'm just a bit... We're going to have to stop.
Stop the podcast. Stop the podcast.
I think, although this is a podcast, we can't actually see. No, we can't. That's the sound of rain beating against the van, the mobile digital hub. Sorry, I didn't mean to break off, Brad. That's amazing. This is life on the road, though, isn't it? I mean, it has been fun, though, isn't it?
Well, it took us an hour to get off the mountain, didn't it? And now we've got a four-hour drive to Mâcon, and then we've got another four-hour drive tomorrow morning to Paris. So it's been a long 3 weeks, hasn't it?
I mean, what's your thoughts been on, you know, for the first time back to the race, having a laugh with the Eurosport crew? Yeah. I've got rain coming in. Rain's coming in.
It's like one of the microphone rain coming in the pod.
I've got covered in rain. My microphone's gone all soggy. Honestly, I'm not being funny with you, people who are listening now, although this is recorded. The rain is unbelievable, isn't it, Brad?
Yeah, I've never seen rain like it. It's like being in a car wash.
It is. I think we are. I think we've driven into a massive car wash.
Of course, the record seventh green jersey win for Peter Sagan.
Yeah.
And I like the way he still wasn't taking for granted that he was got to Paris. Even in his post-race interview, he was saying, you know, as long as I don't get injured or crash or anything, then... So he's still not... He's still not over the line.
There was one little quote that I found quite funny yesterday when the stage was cancelled. He said, for me, it was like a Christmas present, so he didn't have to get over the mountains.
Yeah.
But he's been dominant. Picked a stage up along the way as well.
No, he was. He was saying that.
I thought he was in the van then.
I didn't quite understand what he was saying in this post-race interview. He never really makes sense, but...
No, he's got...
What a guy. Come wheeling over the line. What a true character.
He's a crowd pleaser, isn't he? Yeah. When you look back on the weeks where there was one, he was wheeling up one of the mountains and somebody got him to sign a book along the way. It's just little things like that, and he's always got time for the fans at the start. You know, I've never seen him turn an autograph down or a selfie. It's just great to see.
And Bernal, first Colombian winner.
Yeah, I mean, that's proper history making stuff. They had
there was 22 years of age. I mean, it's insane to think what he might achieve the next 10 years now.
Sorry, I'm just looking out the window at this rain. But no, I said to Dave at the Dave Brailsford at the end, I mean, he is a once-in-the-generation rider. When you look back at the riders who...
I don't think Dave gets credit for that, actually, you know, no, about finding him and...
Yeah, and he said we found him earlier on. Obviously, he rode for Androni, and if you think back... And he's 22. It was only in 2000 and... I think it was 15, he was like... And 2016, he was a silver and bronze medalist in the Junior World Mountain Bike Championships. Right. That's how young he is. Went to Androni Giocattoli. They signed him to a very long-term contract. Gianni Savio signed him to a long-term contract. Yeah. Dave went in, a negotiator. I remember seeing Egan Bernal 2 years ago at the Giro d'Italia. David brought his family out, and they were all there, and he's showing around the Sky Bus and stuff like that. And he's won from the off. His record, his track record is phenomenal. Yeah. And I think you're in agreement that he will go on to win multiple tours, won't he?
Oh, without doubt, yeah. I mean, I think he'll probably break the record.
But, the youngest other winners, as you mentioned, Ulrich. And then before that, Fignon.
Yes, absolutely.
Two giants of the sport.
Yeah, yeah. So, congratulations to Bernal, Ineos, and, of course, Geraint Thomas as well.
Can't forget the polka dots. Bardet. Little picture you showed me earlier on in McDonald's. I'd never seen that before. Just explain what we're talking about.
Yeah, so there's a picture in 1996 of Virenque climbing up the mountains in his polka dot jersey, alongside him Luc Leblanc.
Yep.
And there's a picture of Romain Bardet and his father. Bardet's got what is like they give out of the caravan, these sort of Carrefour t-shirts. He's watching Virenque ride past in polka dot, and now he's won the polka dot jersey.
It's really, I mean, that's
amazing. 23 years on,
you can see him just like screaming at Virenque as he's passing by, and that really touched me, that photo.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's what it's all about.
That's the romance of the sport.
You know, there'll be kids out there today, won't they?
Oh, definitely.
Watching those guys go past, that we'll be talking about in 20 years' time.
No, it's been a wonderful tour. Set fair for sunny, I believe. It's going to be sunny on the Champs-Élysées. Very late start, 6 o'clock.
Prediction for Paris? I'm going Viviani.
Sorry, I have to think about this. Do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go for Viviani as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Christophe second, Caleb Ewan third.
Yeah, and of course Sagan, he's never won on the Champs-Élysées, has he?
He hasn't. He needs a bit of a harder finish, I think. He hasn't got that real punch that those. But he's there or thereabouts. He just needs a bit of a climb, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But it is one for the few sprinters. Dane of the day. Brad, who have you got today for us?
Today, I've got a good friend of mine in Bo Hamburger. Bo, let's open the curtain. Bo, come into the room.
Hello, guys.
Bo.
I'm Bo Hamburger. Bo Hamburger from Denmark.
Bo, you're looking... Well, you're looking all right. I mean, you're bigger than you were, but you're looking well. I mean, what brings you here? I mean, we're in McDonald's as well.
Well, wanted to come to the Barry Wiggins show on podcast. Of course, I had one stage win in the Tour de France in 1994, stage 8. I also took yellow jersey in 1998. And first time I come back to the race since then.
Do you remember in 1994, the Tour L'Avenir, when you were in the King of the Mountains jersey and you dropped me when I was third from last?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've never forgotten it, actually.
Yeah, thought you might not. But no, it's good to see you. You brought a couple of other Danes with you, for a couple of guests.
I do. Brian Agard was there, McDonald's. Yeah. Chris Angus Hansen.
Incredible.
All from Denmark.
Reminiscing.
Actually been so emotional for me in this race.
Coming back to the Tour is always a special thing.
Yeah.
But that's good to have you, Bo.
Thank you very much.
For remembering my, third from last place in the Tour L'Avenir in 1994. It means a lot.
No problem.
And hey,
real honour for me.
Are you sticking around in Paris?
I will be. I absolutely will be.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, guys. Honour.
Oh, Brad. Bo Hamburger.
What a top guy.
He's a character, isn't he? He's come
guy,
all the way.
Bo Hamburger from Denmark.
What a name, though.
Brilliant name. Anyway, that's it for us this week. Join us tomorrow for our main podcast.
It's going to be a big one.
It'll be in Paris. It'll be late.
Full size.
A few drinks would have been sunk, I'm sure.
It's going to be fun.
But yeah, thank you again. Thanks for all the listeners. See you tomorrow.
Indeed.
The Bradley Wiggins Show by Eurosport in association with Lacquer. Bicycle insurance powered by the community.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.